KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal court blocking President Trump's tariffs on goods from China and other countries. The U.S. Court of Criminal Trade ruling that the president overstepped his authority under the law on imposing the tariffs. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The Trump administration overnight quick to appeal. The White House rebuking the court, saying it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. Adding the administration is committed to using every lever of executive power to address this crisis and restore American greatness.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students effective immediately. Harvard University holding its commencement today as the Trump administration asks federal agencies to cancel about $100 million worth of contracts with the Ivy League school. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top Trump advisor. He announced his departure last night. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened a Title VI and disability discrimination investigation into the Green Bay Area Public School District. The investigation is based on a complaint filed by a Green Bay mother and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, who alleged that the district discriminated against an elementary school student with dyslexia because he's white. Will claims the district prioritizes special education services to students based on racial priority groups, which are First Nation, Black, and Hispanic students. The complaint further alleges that the district discriminated against the student based on disability and failed to provide timely and adequate special education services. Lori Blakesley, Director of Communications and Public Relations for the school district, said the district has, quote, no comment, as it is an ongoing investigation, end quote. See our story at WGBW.fm for more details. The Oshkosh Planning Division will host three sessions today to gather public input on the City of Oshkosh's sustainability plan. The project team from the city will be on hand at each session to provide project background and will give an opportunity to see draft plan goals and provide input. The sustainability plan includes eight themes: energy, utilities and facilities, waste management, transportation, land use and economic development, environmental conservation, community health, education, governance, and outreach, and climate resilience. Sessions are planned for 12:30, 2:30, and 5:30 today at the Oshkosh Senior Center South Building. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season.
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I'm always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, several judges ruling against the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot and sports in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, she almost got that right. It's
it's Connie and the Mayor this morning.
Connie Feldman, who, as many of you know, was the anchor at Channel 5 News and is... stepped away for a little while and kind of getting back into the industry. And thank you for coming in today.
It's hard for me not to call you Mr. Mayor. Back in the day, that's how I knew you.
Yeah.
At, you know,
he still wants to be known
days.
As
yeah,
that.
It's a lot of years. Hey, I really enjoyed that. And like I said, you know, before we came on this morning, I thought the media was pretty good to the public officials.
We had a good relationship with you. And, you know, you were there and you would show up. And like I said, you know, that's the important thing. You can't always divulge the information, which we understand. But as long as you're available, you don't want to hide.
Yeah. You've got a lot of experience in the media.
I do.
And what's next for you? You live in Green Bay, which is cool.
I do. I'm just, you know, I'm still figuring out what I want to be when I grow up.
We all are.
But yeah, so I've been doing a little gig jobs here and there, figuring out what my next step is. I've got a kid in college, so I think I'm going to be working for a while yet.
That's a good reason to work.
The thing is, you just never know where I'm going to pop up. You could be, you know, you might see me on the news. I could be the next shoe commercial. You just, you never know where Connie's going to pop up next.
I remember seeing you on the old Rogan shoe commercials, right?
Oh, yeah. Your second pair half off.
That's right. I think they still have that deal.
They do.
Okay. Yeah. You would go back into TV. I mean, that's such a tough job. Mornings,
it is.
It's a little stressful.
Yeah.
And you...
It's a tough industry, it is. And, you know, for an older female, however, you know, you're in it because you have a passion for news.
Right.
You know, it's like radio. You know, you're not in it for the money, but you're in it because you have a passion for the news. So, and you believe journalism is important.
Yeah.
And I understand the industry has changed so much over the years, but it's still, journalism is still important. It's still a watchdog.
What was one of the favorite stories that you did? Was it a feature? Was it a breaking news story? What was it?
Oh, by far. Well, you know, one of the highlights was I interviewed John F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
At EAA and William Shatner. But I had the opportunity to do...
That's two different people.
Yeah,
I was just saying, we got Mino and the Mayor. That would be an interesting morning show. Shatner.
That's about the same.
Yeah.
There was an Ishwaubenon man named Jeff Pagels who attempted to be the first paraplegic to summit Mount Rainier in Washington.
Yeah.
Ended up going out and doing a documentary, climbing with this guy. Just became really good friends. Terry Barr's husband was our videographer, Brian Messmer.
Yep.
Did a phenomenal job, award-winning documentary, and then became part of his climb team and climbed in Norway, climbed Kilimanjaro. Just, you know, and the whole message was the outdoors is a healing place and is about celebrating abilities, not disabilities. This guy didn't have the use of his legs.
I remember that.
He was 50 years old when he started climbing mountains with his arms on skis and wheel bikes. Most inspirational thing I've ever been a part of.
And that got the recognition deserved.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he was
an award winner.
Right. That was all right. saw something this morning on Mount Kilimanjaro there. Talk about that. I'll learn more about it, but they have this, you breathe better, so you can do the trip in like 25% of the time that it usually takes.
Huh.
Because it's getting crowded up there.
Oh.
Can you believe that? But the guy said it's like thousands of people are going there, and they're leaving a lot of junk.
Are you thinking of Everest? Today is the anniversary, when Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, his Sherpa, summited Everest for the first time, 1953, I think. But you're right, people are leaving oxygen bottles.
It's awful.
And, you know, one of the things on Rainier, you bring down what you bring up, including, you know, anything you leave, like you would put it in a blue bag. And after you use the restroom, bring it down with you.
Mount Rainier?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You climb that?
Yeah.
Was my one of my favorite trips was Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in the city, but you can see it.
Yeah.
And what, 20, 30, 40 minutes, you're on the mountain.
Yeah.
And that's the most beautiful mountain.
Oh, I wish I could live there, but it's too expensive.
Yeah. Seattle is... I went to visit my daughter in Tanzania, and Dad, what do you want to do? I went to, actually, she's in school, and I kind of sat with some of the professors. But she said, you want to go on a safari for 5 days or climb?
Kilimanjaro.
At 8 days. And you got to be in kind of good shape to do that. No, I did the safari, but I loved it. The safari was great, but I kind of wish, in hindsight, I would have done that but that's an 8-day climb.
It is, and it's no joke. I mean, that's 19,000-something feet at the summit, and it's rough. You know, people say, oh, it's a hike. No, it's a it's a climb.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that into that.
Well, you know, maybe a few years ago. But, you know, when you're going with a paraplegic guy, you've got a little excuse about why you can't take the next step.
Right,
And we also, you know, we climbed with blind climbers in Norway. You roped in with blind climbers. The interesting thing is, you know, they couldn't see on either side how steep it was or how dangerous it was. They were more steady-footed than we were. And here I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to be roped in with a blind climber. But it was them who were steadying us because they were used to feeling their stability.
Weren't seeing all the outside. That's interesting.
And it's just a great message, you know, about getting out in the outdoors and celebrating abilities, not disabilities.
Yeah. So we're talking about what Connie Feldman might be doing. And I'm interested in that. And I tell my students and I tell my kids that about money, that just do what you want to do. And you know, don't focus on money. Focus on what you're doing.
What?
I say that to them. I do. Todd, I swear. Now, maybe
who
I didn't
are
do that.
You right
maybe
now?
I didn't practice. I say to them, don't focus on money. Focus on what you're doing and the money will come.
And follow your passion and you'll never work a day in your life.
But you start off in customer service. It's like, but you're really good at it. And you get promoted. And all of a sudden it's like, wow, I got money. So anyway, Todd's giving me a hard time because
he likes money.
Well, that's because Todd and I, you know, had a passion for media and.
Yes.
You know, there are more lucrative careers.
But here's the thing. I think at some point you'll get to a point in your life where it's like, did I do what I wanted to really do?
Right.
Right. And to have the opportunity for me right now, like I could have moved. I did move on out of this industry for a little while and I came back and whatever. But I get to tell the story of our communities from Oshkosh all the way to Green Bay. And there and just this morning with the guests we had. Plenty of stories to be told. You don't have to be a paraplegic climbing a mountain.
Right.
You can just be the person across the street who makes sure that there are people being fed or that kids are taken care of. Crosswalk people. I mean,
and I did the same thing. I left the industry for a while, was in a corporate sector, making a great living.
Yep.
But my passion was for storytelling.
Yep.
And came back. And to be able to tell stories like that. It's a privilege. And
it is.
In Northeast Wisconsin, there are so many fantastic stories to tell.
Yes.
And I applaud Civic Media for starting this because, people would, mayor, the city's going to hell. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where do you get your news? You
know, oh, man.
Because this stuff's not covered.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the golf outing. We don't talk about the homeless shelter. We don't, all the stuff we do for the youth is baseball that's kicking off. And people, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's our job, not our job, but it's our responsibility to inform people. And if they take advantage of it, fine, but they need to hear the good news.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll share the not so good news too once in a while, but there's just so many great things. And we love Oshkosh. We go down there, we do a show there once a month, maybe twice a month. And I mean, that is just, and I'm a guy that lives here. I didn't know how great that community was until I really got into this company and leaned into it a little bit more, Appleton, Appleton's kind of close to us. I mean, I know a lot about Appleton, know their mayor, and we just planted trees there a couple weeks ago. And that's just a very cool community. There's a lot of good things happening in Appleton and here in Green Bay, of course.
And one of my favorite segments that they did implement while I was there at Channel 5 was Positively Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. You know
they
what?
Make sure that to highlight a positive, you know, Wisconsin story in every newscast. And it's really a focus.
Yeah, I think they got, I'm glad they did it, but I think they got some a little pressure too, because it's like, you guys, this is, you know, if it leads, it bleeds, or whatever you guys say
if
in the
it
news.
Bleeds, it leads. Bleeds, well, and, but, you know, that's a harsh reality. What gets ratings often is what dictates the news coverage.
But it's nice that you put that segment
yes,
in.
Yes, absolutely. And people love it. Well, yeah. As they should.
Yeah.
There are so many. I kept pitching this. I don't know if you remember Off the Beaten Path.
Yep.
With Jack Jones. You know, go out, send me to any community in Northeast Wisconsin, and I'll find a story there.
Find a story.
And I'll find a fascinating person or place or something. They're all over.
And that's it, but it's not as easy as you just made it seem either. You can go in and, you know, find any story, but is it really intriguing? That's it's tough to do. I've been trying for a while to get Connie to join our staff. I would love to have her work with us. She's the right kind of person. She's got the talent.
I would love to be here. I'd love to be here.
Yeah. And you...
Listen up, people at corporate.
I was going to say, well, just let's start a petition. But we want Connie.
Really, just to what you said, that's civic media.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, they care. They're locally driven, and they want to cover that. And I think there's some other programs, not this one, that takes things at the higher level, and maybe we'll get into more political debates on a higher level. But, I mean, our job, that's the reason I'm here, too, is when they first called, it's like, well, we want someone who really knows the community. I'm like, I could be your guy. So,
well, that's what was so, you know, neat to me when I started learning about civic media was the focus on local.
Right.
Because as we were talking, you know, the industry, the broadcast industry media is swinging, and there is some more national influence going on. People have to make a living, and stations have to survive. But that local element is crucial. It's so important.
And you're right that... Even the general managers at the local stations, and you know, we know them. I think they wish they could do a little bit more local.
Yes, they
but
do.
They're a little bit dictated because they're owned. I mean, those are independent.
And they have to survive, you know, that, you know, they need revenue.
Yeah, so I'm glad we're doing this. And there's so many activities, and we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But just this weekend, you know, that I'm participating in, but there's a lot of other things that I won't be. But this whole meat fest that's going on at the Resch Center, I'm a judge for the. It's a chef contest, and
okay.
I'm judging the youth, like 9 to 13 year olds are going to be cooking, just cool stuff like that. And you can go to that.
Yeah.
They got a beer garden. They've got.
There's for me.
They got a ton of food there. I mean, that's going to be a fun event. And, of course, I mentioned Breakfast on the Farm already and a couple other things that are going on. Obviously, is baseball. And you got to take advantage of that stuff. Or you can get depressed just watching the national news.
Yeah, I know. To me, if you can't cook it over a campfire, you don't need to bother eating it.
Nah, I tried to do a story on camping, but I just...
Not a camper, huh?
Nope.
No. Unless it's at a luxury hotel and camping is a hotel where he doesn't get a bathrobe.
I just
with his monogram.
I like that. I like those bathrobes. So, Antigo.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was there last weekend. I went saw some friends of mine in Elko, and then stayed in.
That's where our place is, Elko.
Really?
Yeah, I was up there last weekend.
Yeah,
Enterprise Lake.
So was I.
That is crazy that you guys were in the same city
I was in Elko. I was in Elko last week.
And it's an unincorporated town. You got to go through to get up to Rhinelander. And that's where for 60 years we've had that place.
I always like to look for the population signs, and I don't know.
There isn't one.
I know, I could account for
unincorporated.
People. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to, stayed in Antigo at the Holiday Inn, which is, you know, it's a good holiday. Actually, it is a really good holiday. And I took my dog to a dog park. Mm-hmm. Do you have a dog?
I do.
All right. Love him, right?
Oh.
And Milton was very good. Good in the room. Good at everything. Took him to the dog park in Antigo. Get this, you guys. The dog park, 70 acres. 70. That could be a horse park. It was huge. Isn't that nice? And it was free.
Wow. How many dogs were there?
Just three of us. Three people were there. Well, it was kind of early in the morning, too.
That's a great place.
Those are just cool things that, I don't know, you're talking earlier that there's a story in every community.
Yeah.
Traveled quite a bit with my kids, you know, as mayor, and they were like, oh, this is a cool city. And then they're like, after we did that for a few years, like, Dad, what's the best city? And I'm like, honey, every city is. Just ask the mayor. Yeah. Every city, it's the biggest, longest, the oldest, this, but everybody's got something to brag about.
Maybe that's what I should do next. Connie for mayor.
He was going to ask you at some point if politics was in your future.
I was going to take that up in the last half hour. So, all right. Yeah, we still have a lot to do. Spencer's stopping in, and he's okay. the painter we talked about earlier this morning. And I think the lady who bought the painting may be here. I know she was trying to get here to just meet him, and because he's just so impressive in all the work he does. But he'll be back. We're going to be right back. Connie the Mayor.
.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. Connie Feldman is in the house. This has been great with you, co-anchoring.
It's just been a joy. It's just fun talking to you.
This is your thing.
I love it. I love it. I belong here, Todd. You hear that?
I know. I know. HR, well, corporate.
Right. Todd said, you know, we have a couple people coming in because John's out for a week. And Daryl Burnett was in, he was with Fox 11 and he did some other things. He now runs the Automobile Gallery. He's coming in.
Oh, sure. Now I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Good guy.
There haven't been many people who have been before me at Fox 11, but John Mino's one, Daryl Burnett's another.
Yeah.
Were you there with Mino at one point?
At one point, yeah.
At one point. Mm-hmm. So I asked you earlier, and you kind of shrugged off the question, but do you have a good Mino story that you could share?
That I can share on air?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I know it's tough.
I don't know.
Okay.
John was famous. John has, he can be colorful.
Yep.
He's got a bit of a temper.
Yep.
What?
Very good at what he does. I'll say that.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And he loves his work. There's another guy that...
can find a story anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's another guy that could have done other things, but he loves radio. He loves media.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just does. I mean, and that's good. I'm glad he's happy. And that's, I think we all strive to be content. And he's, I don't know what he's going to do either. You know, he's could retire, but I think he's going to stick around for a while. I hope he does.
Yeah. He's done some great things for the community. And he's just, he's well known. He's, like I said, he's great at what he does.
Yeah.
So, I think we all have a Mino story.
I've got several. But he's paid me not to tell it.
I was going to say, but the caveat is, can you tell it on air? Yeah. That's why Todd was really good about prefacing that. Can you tell it on air?
Yep.
I have to tell you, so I'm a news geek. Okay. So when I say that, like when growing up, the two things I wanted to do most, host a game show.
Oh.
Or be, I wanted to be a weatherman or a news person. Okay. But I'm not smart enough. I don't want to do the work. Okay. I just don't. But so I've been looking for your news open with Michael Chen.
Oh my gosh.
And I've had it before and I've got some of that kind of stuff saved. I've got old Mino stuff and I've got old, all, but I can't find it this morning. So if I can get it before 9 o'clock, all we'll right. play it.
That would be great. And we just need to reach out to him. I mean, it's been years since I talked to Michael, and I know he's very much looking forward to going to San Diego, and it must have worked because he's still in media, still living there.
Yeah, he's still there. We call him our little Michael Chen because he was, you know, he's gone so far. But we've gone out to visit him out there, and he's doing great.
And why not San Diego, right?
I mean,
the laziest thermometer, right? Isn't that their thing? It just, you know, it's 72, 73.
I have that open somewhere. I'll look for it too.
Okay, okay.
It's a funny image of me, but
let me ask you this: filming those, right? Because I did cameras at Channel 5 way back in the day. Mm-hmm. Filming those, I mean, what did your producer tell you, or the person recording it? Like, you have to act a little bit when you're doing your news intro. You do. You got to put the smile on. You know.
Yeah, they'll say, okay, sit this way. Okay, put your arm here. Look this way, but make sure you act completely natural.
Yeah, put you all twisted up. Yeah. You were the face of Rogan's Shoes.
Yes.
Like Mary Smith's might have been with Shopko, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you get free shoes for the family, kids, friends?
Never.
No?
Really?
I got one pair, though. I did. I got a pair of Chuck Taylors.
Oh, well, that's good.
And no, but I said I prefer the cash. Thanks. But I was I'm a huge shoe person, so I would have loved to have get the shoes. And people used to ask me that all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, usually, if you promote a product, they want you to use the product, so they'll send it to you.
Had I asked, you know, I'm sure they probably would have said, go ahead. But no, they paid me very well. I was happy to do it.
Now, Rogan's Shoes, I know they're not where they were. Are they still here?
Yeah, they have different locations.
Okay.
But it's funny because I had been on the news for about 10 years prior to doing the Rogan shoe commercials.
Right.
When I did those commercials, everybody recognized me. Because when they run, they would run back to back all over the place. So, great recognition.
Well, you hit that at a pretty good time, too. I mean, for running shoes, that was extremely popular back then. But yeah. My neighbor is... I can't think of the brand of the shoe. It's not Nike. And he said, hey, look, I used to run, like to run a little once in a while. But anyway, he said, look, I'll get you free shoes, man. And I said, are you kidding me? That's awesome. They're expensive shoes.
Yeah.
And he goes, the only caveat, they have to be 9.5s because that's all they give me. Which.
Did that fit?
I had to get like that stuff. I put like paper in there. No, I didn't get them. I said, I don't want those shoes.
He's admitting to elevator shoes, I think.
I'm talking about the length of the shoes. I didn't buy them, but I didn't get them. I should say I had to buy them. But you stuck with that for a long time.
How long were you there? I did.
Rogan 6?
Oh, gosh. I think I started in 2010. And I didn't stop until I went back into TV, obviously, because you can't, as a news anchor, you can't have a commercial affiliation. So about 10 years.
Oh,
and the funny thing about that is they always used to give me different kids to play my children.
Right.
Yeah. So I looked like a mom who had just a whole bunch of different baby daddies.
Kind of wondering what you were doing in your off time.
Yeah. All right. So it's going to be interesting I hope you end up here. I mean, it's going to be your decision where you end up. But that's interesting. You want to get back into media because some people maybe don't, you know, because it's stressful. It's work and you're up early. And
like I said, you know, I did leave for a time. You know, you take a taste. They call it growing up and getting a real job.
Yeah.
When you leave media for PR, communications. But then there are some of us who it's just, you know, when you talk about really having a passion for what you do and believing in what you do, telling people stories, you're going to go back to it. It's not about the paycheck.
Tell me about the community. I mean, there's media everywhere. Are you staying here? Have you looked, sent resumes out to Kansas City or Minneapolis, that kind of?
Well, you know.
I know you have a daughter that's, where she?
Yeah, she's at St. Olaf, near the cities.
Yeah.
So I've expanded, and I would go around the state. But, you know, Northeast Wisconsin's my home.
I'm
originally from Shawano. We have a cabin in Elko, north of Vanago.
Nice.
I lived in California for a time, and I remember going up to Big Bear, paying $200 a night for a little hut. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have no idea what we have in Northeast Wisconsin. It just completely beats us.
I have said that to people, that I think people need to travel to learn, but to really appreciate what you have.
What
too,
you have in your own backyard.
So, all right, I got to tell you, I found the audio.
Awesome. Oh, cool. All right.
So we'll play that when we get back.
All right. We're going to be right back. Connie Feldman and the mayor. We'll be right back.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. State Republicans introduced legislation that would require the Universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. A 52-year-old Oshkosh man faces federal charges for obscenity and child pornography after a grand jury returned a 5-count indictment Wednesday. David Dejanovich allegedly received obscene visual depictions of the sexual abuse of children and child pornography in April of last year. On top of that, a press release said he reportedly did this while required to register as a sex offender under federal and state law. If convicted, Dejanovich faces a mandatory 15-year to 40-year prison sentence on each count and an additional 10 years mandatory imprisonment if his status as a sex offender is proven. A package of bills has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature aimed at protecting pollinators across the state. Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state's native insect. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a fifth season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the fifth season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, it's 57.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlan makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
More local. More often. This is Fox 11 News at 9. With Connie Feldman, Michael Chen, Kevin Uselman from WeatherLab HD, and Drew Smith from the Fox 11 Sports Center. This is Fox 11 News at 9.
Wow. Dust that
wow,
one off.
Now, I want to reveal this picture online. Because we do have Connie at the anchor desk with Michael, chair. Right?
The anchor helmet. Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spencer, do you remember that? When is that, Connie?
This would have been early 2000s.
I was watching Fox 11 as a kid, so yeah. I remember, yeah.
Okay, and she was obviously the news anchor at 9, which was pretty cool.
You know, the funny thing about that picture, I have really curly hair.
Yeah.
According to consultants, the public doesn't trust women with curly hair, so you'll have to see.
They make you guys straighten it, don't they?
Really?
Well, it reflects better off the lights. And makes a more polished and professional appearance.
Jim doesn't understand what it's like to have a consultant tell you that you don't look the part or, you know, sound the part or
but
whatever.
But he's got you in my nose. Well, so he was free to wear his pink shirt this
believe
morning.
Me, I had, yes.
You know, if I had any power, that wouldn't happen. I can tell you that right now.
I got a letter from a lady. I actually read it at my State of the City, which is when you tell people what you've done and what you're going to do for the city. But I had to read this. I got just a ton of mail. But yeah. Anyway, and she wrote this thing about trimming my eyebrows. And it was a whole letter that she took the time to sit down, handwritten, wasn't wow. typed, wasn't an email. And, you know, Mr. Mayor, and she was really respectful, but your eyebrows, I don't know who cuts your hair. And my wife cuts my hair, so she didn't care for the letter. But anyway, yes, people, I didn't have consultants, Todd, but I did have plenty of free advice. Okay. Hey, we're in-house here. We got Spencer Nolan Young, who has been a guest on our show before. And, you know, we talk about Green Bay, Greater Green Bay, Appleton Oshkosh, all the talent here. And this is, like, one of the best talented people I've met. And I just, it's incredible what you are doing. And I want to thank you again. You painted this portrait behind me, and we took it to an auction and auctioned it off. And the lady was so happy she got it, and she paid a lot of money for it. And
awesome.
She just called. I told her you're going to be in here because she wanted to meet you, but we'll just have to do that another time.
Yeah, I can always come back.
Right. So how are you doing? You paint the fences. Tell us a little bit of what's going on in Spencer's life right now.
Yeah, good. Just got done painting the Packers fences for the NFL draft, and
yeah.
That was chaos, but good chaos at the end of the day. So
few people saw your artwork there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, it was different compared to other years. Like I paint the fence one day, and then you have cars driving by honking.
Yeah.
This time with all the roads being closed.
Sure.
Everyone's walking by, giving compliments left and right.
Wow.
So
fun.
It was a different experience. It was one that like I'll cherish forever. So it was, you know, all fans from different walks of life, you know, Tampa Bay to Seattle, you know, so.
Did you get any calls afterward from out of town saying, hey, can you do some stuff for us?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, so, I thought so.
Yeah, I'm staying pretty busy. I just finished up a mural last night, and I have a lot of commissions right now for, like, football cleats across, like, the NFL, college football. So, yeah, work's really picking up.
Well, and that fence was one of the neat things to see about the draft. People come from L.A. or New York, and they're like, it's in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You have a fence, you know, and they were just blown away. And that's just such a symbolic
it is.
Element
it's,
to the
It's thing. Kind of a crazy tradition, too, where, yeah. you know, you can have a Packer fan from New York, and then they'll say, hey, I drove all the way from New York just to see this fence,
yeah.
you know? So
yeah.
it's such an ingrained part of the community and tradition.
And it's even more than it was. Like, the bikes are a big thing with us, right? Those little kids riding those bikes, and actually the players riding them, and the kid running alongside. And that fence thing is getting right up there with it. Now, they're not going to have fences because so many of these stadiums, you look at, you know, Texas, they're built in a field, you know, or an industrial park, I should say. But anyway, I just think that's cool that we had that opportunity and took advantage of it.
That's what makes Green Bay so special. It's like you have your own neighborhood and community. And that was this year's theme for the NFL draft. It was community. It's like there's no place like this in the world of any sports in general. So,
did you get over to the draft?
I did. So the first 2 days I worked on the fence for a bit and then kind of walked over. Yeah. Good. Like I said, chaos over there. So I try to enjoy it as much as I can. Then. Yeah. Went back home and...
You were talking about the cleats and those are some... I was working at the gallery where some of those cleats were on showcase. Tell us a little bit about that work. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, so I play college ball and a lot of my buddies just asked me if I could customize their cleats, you know, and they didn't really have an idea. Let's just say my first pair I ever did, they didn't hold up for 10 minutes. So it was a learning experience, but, you know, you fast forward and I've had opportunities there and there with... working with NFL players, and now this past season, it just kind of blew up. I went to a Jaden Reed youth football camp, and he saw my work.
And cleats for a cause.
Yep. Oh, for sure. Yeah, so, like, it was every Sunday just doing, like, basic, like, colorway transitions, so, like, green, yellow cleats, and then come my cause, my cleats, it was, like, I did 17 pair in 1 week.
Wow.
And then... the equipment manager just told me, hey, there's like 10 more guys that want cleats done. Do you think you can get it done? I was like, well, another week. It's less than 17. So we'll get it done.
Got a real kick out of seeing them up close.
It was so surreal because like I went to the game, that Thanksgiving game. That's when it had been the My Cause, My Cleats game.
Yeah.
And I got to bring my grandma, my mom, my wife, just the whole family. And just to see the interviews on the Tundra Vision and with the Packer players holding the cleats. Mm-hmm. Man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be something I cherish forever.
Yeah.
And then my wife was just like, screamed, he did the cleats in the booth. So I was just like,
he's very proud, as she should be.
Yeah,
she should
for be. Sure, yeah, for sure. Awesome.
That is a niche that could keep you very busy.
Yep.
But talk about murals, fences, artwork like you just did for us. And thank you again for that.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you like doing something better? Or is there an area that you're going to focus on? You seem like you're doing a lot right now.
Just going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I enjoy the, like I said, I'm going to keep bringing up the word chaos. You know, it's just like a little bit of everything with my line of work. That's what I enjoy the most. Like,
that's what makes you an artist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I can like be customizing maybe 1 to 5 pairs of cleats or shoes in one day. And then the next day I'm like working on a mural. Like it's just kind of all over the place. And I need a variety in my work schedule. So
it's good you know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody made a lot of money on a book called Thriving in Chaos. So, yeah, I mean, that's some people like that environment.
Yeah.
So others like it so structured, you know, live in daytime compartments, you know, but that's not you.
I'm kind of all over the place. So, like I said, I was up late last night finishing up a mural and then up this morning, stop at the show, talk to you guys.
Well, thank you for coming in. You're going to get, you're famous. I think maybe you don't think famous people never think they are.
I try and be as humble as possible in those situations.
But you know, the more the word gets out, and these athletes all talk to each other, and we're going to get it to the point where, like, if they weren't painted by Spencer, they're what? They brag it up. These are my cleats. Wow, when they were painted by Spencer and Olin.
It's crazy because like doing all the cleats for the Packer players, I just thought, you know, I'm a Packer fan. I'm just going to be doing cleats for the guys from, you know, my squad that I root for every Sunday. But now it's been, you know, I've been working with the Tampa Bay Rays and the MLB, Atlanta Falcons. There's a lot of other professional sports teams outside of just the Packers and the NFL that I'm working on now. So it's kind of crazy that just a small kid from Shacton.
Is there a place people can go to see your work on those cleats if they're not aware yet of what we're talking about? But it's really cool stuff to see.
So like my website, foreveryoungdesigns.com, that's a good place to see like all my gallery with work.
Right.
I do have a couple events coming up. So another Jaden Reed youth football camp, June 13th at the Green Bay Southwest.
Okay.
I'll be like live painting a custom pair of cleats. And then the next event will be June 27th at the Josh Jacobs Youth Football Camp, and that'll be at Titletown. So,
done
painting them, I donate them, and then they usually like give it to a lucky camp participant. So, that's kind of my part to give back, you know.
Can you imagine a kid with those?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, the pros, you know. That's awesome. You're doing that.
Yeah.
Are you you work alone or do you have some help? I every time I see you, you're working alone.
Yeah, just me. Well, I should say my better half, my wife.
Well, yeah.
She was with me last night finishing up the mural as well. So, I mean, I always say I would never be in this situation without, like, my family and my main support, my wife. And, you know, it's just,
I love that credit where credit is due.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Spencer, we were talking earlier about careers. We had a guy in here that really works in the plumbing HVAC. And then, of course, Connie has been in the media. And kind of talking about passion versus profit. If a kid is talented, well, not as talented, if a kid has talent in art, that's a little tough career though, right? I mean, you're making a living, but does everybody?
Yeah. So I always say it's all about the mindset. So my mentality going into this line of work was never be happy with where you're at in life. Just keep going. And, you know, that's a challenging thing to tell someone. It's like, you know, the struggle's real at the end of the day.
Sure.
And part of being what you want in life or having what you want in life is to endure that struggle in order to get what you want at the end of the day. So for me, like, there were times where, man, I don't know if I keep doing this, but then, you know, I had my wife telling me, no, you're doing great. You're doing great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you would have seen where we were 10 years ago, you know, living in a small 400 square foot apartment to, like, now I live out in my hometown on 2 1/4 acre on the river. Like, I'm living my dream. So,
well, and I know that as being a musician, most people that I know who are fellow musicians, you know, you usually work a day job when you're getting started to support your art, to support your music, and to
side hustle.
Yeah, enable you to, you know, to play gigs at night and things like that until you get to the point where you can support yourself as an artist.
And I'd say, like, between everything I do with the cleats and murals, I have a lot of side hustles. You know what I mean? So they kind of add up, and they just, you know, they pay the bills and everything they need to do. So,
you know, I'm glad you're where you are, but when you weren't where you are, and I tell people this all the time, it's kind of okay to not have money, because then when you get it, you really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, really, it's...
Well, John will tell you, like, you know, I've done murals for him at the Veterans Village and everything, and he'll tell you, like, every time I see Spencer, he's driving a beat-up van, you know, just... if it gets me to point A to point B, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So money's never been, like, my top priority in life. It's always been trying to create the best piece of work possible and to have the community enjoy it. So,
and at the end of the day, that's what's going to matter, you know, impact you make. Yeah.
And that's the thing, to have a passion, to have a love for it, I think that's where people become successful in the field. And
we're talking about that. Yep. And that's really important because you do not want to be 60 drinking your beer, shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know? I mean, or 70, 60, you can still. Colonel Sanders started when he was, what, 64, 65? And he made a gazillion dollars just going place to place. They, no. Finally, the guy's like, hey, I like this chicken. And he did. But what I'm saying is that not every job you start on third base, you know? It just takes time to. It's time to prove yourself and make a little bit of money, and people recognize you and you've done that. So I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have an affiliation with any groups, organizations, like any schools do you go talk to? Or you're St. Norbert grad, right?
Yeah, I am. The thing is, I'm very shy when it comes to public speaking. So that's one thing. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone and, like, talk to people more about that. So
yeah, me too.
But I mean, like, what I would like to do is do kind of like lessons or classes with teaching art, because I get a lot of inquiries about it, and it's just like, you know, like, it would be cool to give back. Like, I remember, like, the reason why I got into art is my grandpa was a rustic painter.
Okay.
And I always, like, looked up to him, and he would spend the time and sit down with me, and, like, we would be at the kitchen counter just drawing on paper, crumbling it up, throwing it. We were trying to outdo each other all the time.
Cool.
So I feel like I would love to give back in some way, shape, or form, like my grandpa did for me.
You could do videos. You could be like the next Bob Ross. You could do videos where we're like,
do some happy little trees.
Happy clouds.
Grow
happy
my hair,
clouds,
have the curly hair. You
know,
I'll be done in that situation.
You do have the hair. You could totally pull off
for
Bob
sure.
Ross.
Yeah.
Spencer, you've got a great attitude. You'd be a great teacher.
Yeah.
Kids like to hear that. And, the way you get rid of the nerves is, believe me, you know more than they do.
Yeah.
You walk in with that attitude, it's like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's kind of what they tell you.
Practice makes perfect. So I keep forcing myself in that situation.
All right.
Well,
can you stick around, Spencer?
Yeah, for
all
sure.
Right, great. All right, we're going to be right back with Connie Feldman and the mayor.
Hey. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wrapping it up here. This has been great. This has been great. Connie Feldman and Spencer Nolan's in the house.
Connie and the mayor.
We got a few minutes to talk a little bit, Spencer. You've got talent, and you want to share that talent. And we love what you do because you paint things for the veterans. You paint things for the community shelter where we can auction off and make some money. Giving back is so important. I interviewed Bill Jartz yesterday.
Yep.
What a great guy.
Oh, amazing. I remember him, like, watching him when I was a little kid on TV.
Yeah.
40... And he is just a genuinely good guy.
And we talked about giving back. And I said, look, politics, man. Everybody knows you. But there's other things he can do. You know, and teaching's always an option, right? Yep. We got a great technical school here at NWTC. I mean, it's just one of the fastest growing technical schools in the United States. Of course, GB, St. Norbert. But... And then just seminars. I think people have a real desire to learn.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of those things where even for me in the situation I'm in, I'm always constantly trying to learn and get better.
Right.
So like for me, like I follow so many other artists and I'll be like, man, how did they do that? You know, and then you just like look at their work and you absorb it like you're reading a book or something. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like free lectures online. That's how I look at it.
Right.
You know, education is something I wonder if you don't know the value of it until you've been out of college for a while and you look back and you're like, oh, when I go visit my daughter on campus, I'm like, oh, I want to go back to college so bad, you know?
I always say
passion for learning.
Yep.
I wish I would have applied myself. I remember going there and saying, okay, here's the front door. What is the quickest way to the back door? So...
What?
He was doing some dispensary doing research.
I did. And then I was...
studying. That's...
Well, no, but I had my... you know, you get those counselors that kind of tell you they think they know more than you? And he's like, you need to pursue, go on to school. I'm like, that is not on the table. You go on to graduate school or something? I said, that is not on the table. I need to get out of here. So anyway, but you go back now and... I'd sat in with my daughter a couple times who are college students, and that is an opportunity. You're kind of chill a little bit, you know, you don't, pressure's not there. And to, if you really want to learn, what a great environment.
Yeah, for sure. I always knew what I wanted to do. Like, you can look at like the third grade assignments. So it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Art, an artist. That's awesome. Always what they said. So when I went to school, I went to graphic design, and then, you know, just kind of blossom and turn. I worked corporate for a while, and then I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Yeah. I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, when did you know? I mean, you said you and your grandpa used to draw pictures.
Yeah.
And then throw them. Did he say, look, Spencer, you've got some talent, or did you realize it? Did a teacher come up and say, Spencer, this is, you got something special?
Actually, it's funny, because like my wife's a teacher up at the school, for my hometown school. And the art teacher just retired yesterday, and she was like one of my inspirations, why I loved art so much. And my wife was there when she gave a retirement speech, and she even said that like my name was mentioned in there. So like for her to even say that, like that meant the world to me. So it's like the impact that like teachers can make on you at a young age can shape what you're going to do eventually down the line.
I think we all have that one. A shout out to educators, because it was the same for me, and it was an English writing teacher.
And parents will tell their kids, you got talent, but the kids probably think, well, that's your job.
Yes.
But when they hear it from an outside source, a teacher or somebody who's really in that industry, it's like, they come home and, oh, Dad, you know, so-and-so said I can do this. They're like, well, I've been telling you that for 3 years, but, you know, now they believe it. I just think that's, we have to like you could influence a kid someday. I mean, if Spencer Nolan said, I got some talent.
It's a big deal.
And that's why, too, like, I feel like that's another way of me giving back. Like, it's one thing to paint and, you know, raise money for something. But, like, if I can, like, change someone's life at a young age and, you know, help them, at least guide them in the right direction, like, that's even just as rewarding as.
Dude, you're inspirational, whether you're a kid or not. I mean, I'm sitting here, going, God, I wish I was doing something like that. And not just the artistic part of it, but, like, how can I give back to the community more than I already am?
And a lifelong impact.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And that side of the brain, I mean, you're an artist. Musicians, those are great qualities to have, because you can apply that. We talk about this often now. A lot of these musicians, they run businesses.
Yep.
But I don't know that they could be as successful running the business if they didn't have that music with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
In terms of the discipline, in terms of the creativity, and you have that. Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch you. You're a young guy, aren't you? What are you, 30?
34, I think so. Well, I'm always going to be young. That's my last name, you know?
Oh, that's... Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Jeez.
I got to be here for John.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That is funny. All right. No, that's going to be cool. Do you have any thing that you'd like to do in the community? Like, would you like to do a portrait of, like you did these ones behind us here? Is there somebody you're chasing? Not chasing. You don't chase people. I mean, is there somebody you'd like to do?
I mean, honestly, whatever opportunity is given to me, like, that's what I'm thankful for every opportunity that I had at the end of the day. So I can't ask for anything more.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just as long as they, you know, reach out to me, that's all I can ask for.
You ever thought about doing portraits of former mayors of Green Bay?
I think that's where he was going, to be honest with you.
No, I wasn't.
Saying.
I had a guy, Spencer, I could be honest with you. I hope he's not listening. He was old. He was old when he came to see me, but he gave me a picture of myself, and I looked at him like, who the hell is this? You know, but he... I took it. The one on my wall, I got another one at my house it looks like, but anyway, may he through his eyes, you know? And that's all that matters. I was like a dad again.
We don't always this see is good. Ourselves.
Was it the same woman that called about your eyebrows?
It was her husband. Well, Spencer, just, thanks for what you're doing for this community. I mean, this community works because of the special people. I mean, that's what makes it work. We got some pretty good politicians here, but it's the people, it's the nonprofits that really make Green Bay what it is, and you're part of that.
I'm just glad I can give back. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Awesome. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right, Spencer Nolan is in the house, and Connie Feldman, man, I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. I did too, Mr. Mayor, and I still have to call you that. I just, but it's
right. Part of your contract. Come on.
All right, Todd, thank you. Yep. We'll see everybody tomorrow. This is Connie Feldman and the Mayor.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration appealing last night's ruling by a federal court that stops almost all of the tariffs that have been implemented so far. The court saying that President exceeded his authority by invoking emergency powers that have never been used to impose global trade policies before. Elon Musk dropping his government role. He was always slated to depart in May and has announced that his work with Doge has indeed come to an end. More Americans were standing in unemployment lines last week.
Another 14,000 out-of-work Americans made their initial jobless claims in the week leading up to May 24th. 240,000 altogether and well above the consensus. A report from the Bank of America Institute shows a sharp rise in higher income households getting unemployment benefits between February and April compared to the same